One person, if it were only one person that came to salvation, only one. Only one. Listen to this. This is God's word, not mine. God's word. If only one person repented and realized and said who Jesus was, saying, He is God, He is Lord, He is my Savior, He's my Creator. If just one person did that, all of heaven would break out and rejoice and have a party. You think you should come to worship then and have your mouths turned down? Haven't there been multiple baptisms here which represent someone's claiming in their life that Jesus Christ is real? Haven't there been many people who have said, we'd like to belong to this fellowship? Yes. Is there reason to rejoice? Yes. Have all given their life to Christ and accepted the invitation in this valley? No. Who's going to get into heaven? This is just a prelude to what Marilyn's going to help me bring here in just a moment. Who will get into heaven? You want to know the answer? Turn to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ in the 21st chapter. Kids, don't you all want to go to heaven? Right? Every one of us? Right? Any other children back there? Anybody not want to go to heaven? Here it is. It's Revelation, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 21, verse 27. Here it is. There shall by no means enter in, this is heaven, enter in it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie. And here's the bottom line. Only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life will enter in to heaven. There's only one way to get your name written down in God's book, and that is to confess Him with your mouth. If you are not able to speak, you can confess Him with your life. You can confess Him in writing. You can confess Him in a million different ways by the way that you order your life and how you treat others. So there's two things that you need to know. How to be a Christian while you're here, and how to enter into heaven. And while you're here, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this. Who can repeat that without even looking? 10:9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Praise God. You will be saved. And how will others know if you are a follower of Jesus Christ? You can find this in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Are you there? I'm almost done. Matthew chapter 10. Verses 32 and 33. Here's how we're supposed to act while we're here on earth. Are you with me, kids? You need to listen to this. Don't miss this opportunity. It says this, therefore, whoever confesses me, this is Christ speaking. So I'm going to use Christ. I'm going to put Christ's name right there. Therefore, whoever confesses Christ before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. You need to confess while you're alive on this earth that Jesus Christ is real. And if you deny that he is, then you'll be denied entrance into heaven. It's just that simple. And how will we know you're a Christian while you're here on earth? It's very simple. It's in John 13:35, and I'm going to turn this over to my wife here in just a second. John 13, the book of John. You with me? This is a short salvation message, but I'm trying to keep everyone's attention. We need to understand that if you don't accept the invitation that Christ gives to us, then there's coming a day when, if you have not acknowledged him here on earth, that he will not acknowledge you in heaven. But while we're here, others need to know if you're a follower or not. How is that possible? What does it say? Did you not hear the scripture? I'll give it to you again. John 13, 35. This is so simple, it's ridiculous. It's sublimely simple, isn't it? How will people know you're a Christian? Yes, just keep it simple. By this, you will be known as one of my disciples if you... Period. Is there a period at the end of that? We are doomed to failure as a Christian if we pretend to love someone and then don't. In fact, I could quote that scripture all day long. If you say you love your brother and you do not, you make Christ a liar, because you see, he first loved us while we were yet sinners. He loved us while I was an enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He loved Paul. He loved Saul. He loved everyone that had come against him and raised their hand against him. While they were yet sinners, he loved them to his death, not to ours, but to his. He loved us to life. Accept the call today. You have papers here in your hands. We're going to ask you to do something special with them to show our children what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to act. You have an opportunity today to prove that you're a Christian and to confess Christ so he will confess you. Marilyn? You want to hold that for me? Just push that button. Let me hook you up with this. No. You have to speak right into it.
Okay, it's not on, but that's okay. Oh, now it's on. Okay. Good morning. You guys did a wonderful job singing this morning. Thank you so much. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Today we're going to talk about an invitation. Does everyone have an invitation in your hand? Does everyone in the sanctuary have an invitation in your hand? If not, we have some. Craig, you want to make sure everybody gets some? There's some
who
right
doesn't
there.
Have an invitation?
Yes, we want to make sure everyone has one. So thank we're going you. To talk about what an invitation is. What is an invitation?
Anybody
to
else
a party?
An invitation?
It's someone you asking you to come somewhere, right? So the invitation that you have in your hand, it's an invitation. Do you think it's an invitation from me or from Pastor Craig?
Where?
No, it's not. This invitation is from God. This invitation is to you from God. And it says there on your invitation, you are invited. And where are you invited? Where are you invited?
Heaven.
Heaven. Yes, that's exactly right. And then the next line says, there. Usually when you receive an invitation, there are directions as to how to get to the party. What are the different kinds of invitations that you have that you've received? A Batman party?
Yeah.
That's fun.
A
birthday party. Okay, we get invitations for birthday parties. That's That's wonderful. We've all been to good parties, right? Whether it be birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. And then there's usually something on an invitation. There's some letters that say RSVP. Does anyone know what those letters stand for? RSVP. It's actually in a foreign language, and it's French, and it stands for Respondez, s'il vous plaît. Have you ever heard of that? That's what it stands for. Do you know what that means? It says, please reply. God is actually asking you to reply to that invitation to come to heaven to be with him. And Brian, would you put that verse on the screen, please? We're going to look at John 3:16. Everyone, I'm sure, has heard this and knows this. And you can, if you will, and if you know it, and if you can read it, and that means everyone, let's read this verse together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, what does that mean? It means that God so loved the world. He loved us a little bit, right? Is that right? Did he just love us a little bit? He so loved us. That so loved us means the biggest love that anyone could ever think about. That's the kind of love. He loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son. Who is his only Son? Who is God's Son? Jesus, right, very good. Jesus is his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him, who's him? Who is him? Who are we to believe in? Jesus. Can all of you tell me that? Who are we to believe in? And then he says, if we believe in Jesus, that we should not perish, but will have everlasting life. What does that everlasting life mean? We're going to go where?
Heaven.
Heaven. Yes, yes. That's exactly what it means. All right, and we're going to think about what heaven is. Do you know what heaven is? And where do we, who are we with in heaven? Yes, that's right. And God, yes. And so I believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to be surrounded by only love. Love. Because God is love. When you think about all the wonderful things that have happened to you in your life, it's all about love, isn't it? So God is love, so that's what I believe. That's all we're going to need, right? And to be in God's presence, and he is love. It says in our Bible that we're no longer going to have any sorrows. We're never going to have to cry about anything. We're never going to be sick. We're always going to be happy. It's going to be beautiful. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to set the timer on my phone, if I can find it, or someone have one handy?
Kim does.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take just 60 seconds. Do you know how long 60 seconds is? 1 minute. Yes, we're going to take just 1 minute. And when I say go, Kim is going to set her timer, and we're going to only think about the most beautiful, lovely, wonderful, great things that we can in our mind for 60 seconds. That's all. But I think you're going to be able to think about a lot of really good things. There's one thing I want to ask, and I want everyone to do. I would love everyone. I would ask you, everyone, to close your eyes. And just for 60 seconds, think about the most beautiful thing that has ever happened in your life. And maybe imagine some of the most beautiful things that are going to happen. And then we're going to talk about this invitation a little further. Try very, very hard not to let any bad thoughts enter, because nothing bad can enter heaven, right? So try just 60 seconds to keep any bad thoughts from your mind, only good, lovely, beautiful thoughts. You think we can try this? Now, what are we going to do? We're going to close our eyes, and we're going to think about all the most wonderful things we can possibly imagine. Go. Okay, that's it. Did that seem like longer than 60 seconds? Yes. Were you able to think about a lot of good things? So did everyone think about those good things? Okay, you know about multiplication, right? If we multiply 1,000 by 1,000, it's a million. It's a million, I'm sorry. It's a million. So I want you to take those good thoughts that you just had and multiply them by a million. Maybe by a billion. Maybe a zillion. What's beyond a zillion? I don't know the number. But just, that's a lot. That is very a lot. So I want to go. Do you want to go? Do you want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Do you?
Hey, I got an idea. This is supposed to be interactive. How about you guys help these kids respond?
Do you want to go to heaven?
Yes.
See, there they want to go. I was wondering.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Do you accept God's invitation?
Yes.
Well, I can only imagine. And Joe?
As Joe comes, I want you to think on the scripture. My Bible says this, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has the human mind even imagined what God has in store for us.
Go ahead and close your eyes again and just be with God through this.
Rest a few moments. Just rest. Let God in.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine
just resting,
what
God.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Whoa, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
So isn't that what we would want for each and every one of our loved ones? To experience something so great and so gracious and so wonderful that we have no words for it. We won't even be able to speak it. We won't be traumatized. We'll be so full of love and joy and thanks that our human tongues would fail us. But because we'll have a new body and a new mind, that mind of Christ, we'll be able to rejoice that he has done exactly what he said he would do. The promise is kept. My Bible says in no uncertain terms that all of God's word is settled in heaven. It's settled. It's done. It's over. He's just waiting on you. In the last book of God's precious word, the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, it says this: Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you will hear me and answer the door, I will come in and make a great celebration with you. That's exactly what it means. That's exactly what Christ meant in his word. I'm paraphrasing it so that we understand this is about being excited for the Lord and not being anxiety-ridden. These kids should not be anxious for anything. We say that all the time, and we use that scripture, be anxious for nothing and everything thanks through prayer. But these children, when they're ready to accept the call, should have leaders, should have people like you and me that would write down on a piece of paper, if nothing else, and say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. Here's my name. And would stand up for Christ. Just stand up for these little ones. Many of you teach them at home. Thank you. God bless you. Many of you are teaching them in all sorts of ways. Here in worship, when is the last time that you stood up for these little ones and said, I'm standing up for Jesus Christ? And here's something we haven't done in a while. If you would bring your offering forward, we're going to close. We're going. We're going home. We're going to the restaurants. We're going wherever that you're planning on going. But I'd like you to leave positive here. We haven't circled the sanctuary in a while. So if you would bring your invitation up and just drop it in here, you don't have to put your name on it. Just you coming forward would mean a lot to these children to show them. And then just find a place along the wall. And we're going to sing a little song together before we leave. And if you want to accept the Lord as your Savior, you let us know right now.
Some of the children are ready to put theirs in.
The children are ready. Are you ready? This is the end of the service. Are you ready to say, I accept the Lord? I accept His invitation?